The next person I'd like to introduce is another person who I met through the internet maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It might go back that far. Murat Nemet Najat. Murat is, at least in my estimation, if not the estimation of many others, one of the most respected thinkers on the very concept of translation in poetry. Murat has recently completed a very important collection of translations of Turkish poetry, contemporary mostly, called Edda.
Edda.
I'm going to just mutilate pronunciation. But just this weekend, people hanging around, other poets hanging around with Murat, and he's a man of great wisdom. I know I spent some time talking with him over a cup of coffee a couple of years ago in New York City, and last night watching the other poets kind of surrounding him and just listening very carefully to his very sharp and unique ideas. So please give a warm welcome to Murat Nemet Najat.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is a wonderful, wonderful gathering of people. And yes, this book called Edda, I hope people learn how to pronounce it, an anthology of contemporary Turkish poetry, just came out about 3 weeks ago. And what I'll do first, just read a number of poems from the book that I like, really. And I love beautiful women. I also love working women. But I love beautiful working women more. This is by a poet called Orhan Veli. There's a collection of his poetry out there. But, makes me dizzy. Getting a letter makes me dizzy. Drinking rakı makes me dizzy. Going on a trip makes me dizzy. What's the meaning of all this? I don't know. Someone singing my kazım in the Üsküdar makes me dizzy. I was bored yesterday towards the evening. 2 packages of cigarettes didn't do me a thing. Tried to write, no good either. For the first time in years, I played the violin. Walked around, kibitz, watching people play backgammon. Sang songs off key. Caught flies, a box full. Finally, damn it, I came here to see you. Birch trees are beautiful. Still, when we arrive at the last stop, I prefer being a river to being a birch tree. The beautiful women thought the love poems I wrote were about them. And I always suffered knowing that I wrote them to keep busy. Let's go to another poet called Cahit Kulebi. I'm trying to emphasize one of the aspects of Turkish poetry is this unbelievable simplicity, which kind of is pregnant with all sorts of kind of resonances. Trucks carry melons, I think always of her. Trucks carry melons, I think always of her. When the world changes, different water, different weather, different soil. When the world changes, different water, different weather, different soil. This city is different, I see. Everybody fooled me. This city is different, I see. Everybody fooled me. Trucks carry melons, I think always of her. Trucks carry melons, I think always of her. This is another poet called Cemal Süreya. These poems that, the first poems that I read were written around 1940s, and the last one in the 50s. And this is also the poems. This poet is Jamal Süreyya, the third poem I'm going to read. Dying in a Turkish bath. Did you ever attend a public bath? I did. The candle near me blew out, and I became blind. The blue of the dome disappeared. They relit a candle on the navel stone. The marble was wiped clean. I saw some of my face in it. It was bad, something awful, and I became blind. I didn't quite expect this from my face. Did you ever sob while covered in soap? Whereas a glass of water was enough to wet your hair, a slice of bread, two olives to fill our stomachs. If I kiss you once, you second it felt itself neglected. If I kiss you twice, the third bent its neck in sadness. They sheared the cloud now is clear. My blood spills on the ground. The cloud is modest, blushes, and disappears. A man's face shadows in my palm. I see it and squeeze it, drink stars from the urinal. In a testy mood, the same mood that tore me apart. His face is almost gone. My desolation is pure. The water is flat. My pain is on. That was Jamal Süreyya. Let me read one more. This is called a muezzin. Muezzin is the one on minaret tells the prayer time. You hopped into bed, but your hymen is on the table. Never mind. Allah be praised. There is more than one way to skin a cat. Peel an orange and feed it slices to me. I have a minaret. Get hold of its charms. Be my muezzin while the rain is pouring out in the street and folks are keeping indoors for their prayers. Let me find. I will read now from another poet called Ece Ayhan. As a matter of fact, Ece Ayhan's two of his poems came by Sun and Moon under a Black Cat Black and Orthodoxies. I'll read first a piece from Orthodoxies. Orthodoxies is made of 24 pieces, numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'll read number 15. A crack of lilacs, a mask chipped off their wood. It is impenetrably wide, he understands. Kneeling, he groans, one Benjamin, weaned of the smell of armpits, a cup of hemlock not left around against the possibility of drink. And there's a majolica on the mat, a fortress tower rings of the harem's eunuchs, washed in the flood. Screaming under a parasol, he adorns the portable throne in a blackout in his birthday suit. And a slut is giving him a broken-tipped sword, reveals herself on the rung of a ladder. Oh, Benjamin, two snakes entwined, trajectories melting away at an inn, turned around by so many bends. In the guise of an eagle owl, bubo, bubo, the fallen Christ goes out to paint the town red, and he won't come back. About 6 weeks. When was Iskander here?
I think it was in October.
Okay, there is one of the Turkish poets called Küçük İskender visited Duke just about 7 weeks ago, let's say. And I'm going to read a passage from a poem of his called, in Turkish, Can Güncem, and in English, it's called Soul Jam. This poem is made in the original about 650 pieces, 1, 2, 3, 4, numbered, which are based on a notebook that he had kept. And I'm going to read from about 45 to 60. Even if the whole house, this is 45, even if the whole house moves, a few curtains and laces must linger till the axis is broken, snapping into the nocturnal white noise consciousness of memories all. 46. A blur of moans. Let my heart beat like a rose running fast from the scene. 47. Chrysler, in a sudden act of a musical rudderless shudder sinking through, the darker hued water, black and white ink art, murder calligrams, carrying Janet Lee's body in the trunk. Body, trunk, psychotic. You are carrying the body in the body, the definition of obsession. 48. The veiled, the one differentiated from the others, who's being kissed, sets off sirens. What is his fate? Tutorial inspires erotic rapture. Whispers of bravo breathe on and brush the innocent heart. The novice's merit badge nicks blood most often. Worm burrowing into island pantry. 49. I realize some of us never spawned street names. I realize some of us never spawned nicknames. The blue of the dome disappeared. Tonight, the path of my angels will track through a blind alley. Becked up eyelashes thwart the unfolding of the door. 53. Rain, brain, awesome harmony, a giant tumor of knee-jerk reactions, to insinuate into this tumor to be cross-examined by a bureaucracy. 54. My soul, the bribe given my body. Seeing birds passing over you, if I could break their wings. Is there any lover of whose hands only, statues are made? O thine incorporeal hands, mind gaseous hands, no other state are doomed authority, frost on your smoky face. 58. But in a room of the toys, dreams are shaking off anxiously their dust. 60. Being small-boned, I could barely stand a kiss. How the use of perception's least common denominator, which we call linear logic, within what field, in which application, gains supporters for us, and how the con of searching for consensus in the aesthetic field and splitting intelligence and use from creativity would have a historically utilitarian function. Okay, I'm going to read now a poem which is not a translation. And this poem has a caption at the beginning which says, if they could just turn poems into movies, an overheard complaint by a high school student. So the title of the poem is Steps. It is called Steps because essentially the whole poem is kind of made like this, of steps. So I'm going to read the poem. A touching kinship on skin's silent sail. Silence, saturated with a face, is full. Kisses, why unending? From where, here seaside, to where? Stillborn, my precious chalk of death, the rim of dreams. While she smiles, the lips of heartache on my mouth. Without the original sin, you are my natural world. Not a chin too sharp. Death is my kid sister, long lost. Oh, my dear Ethiop, pa of the smiling face, always windy thoughts behind it. Turn it. It's snowing black. You snow, but I rain. Birds encrusted in the patient air. Birds cresting the patient air. Apprentice in words, bossed and tossed by wind. Oh, balloon. Hair tease black, going back and forth. A death fulfillment. Wing broken, arms also broken. Flying we, you heart and me. Mother flying, I too am flying, ma. Homeless, endless. Rain forbidden, rains on me. A silhouette, soul piece is a silly hat. Eaten apple left its shadow on the wall. What happened wasn't. Were mirrors now happening? He cries, my lips full of tears. Full moon, my foolish heart, silence saturated with a face, is full. Kisses here, here on the eyes. A quarrel in the kitchen can be a screw into the universe. In Mitsubishi, the ideals of female Chinese beauty. Toes not in descending order, along with oval face, small nose, eyes not too small, not too little distance between the eyes, and no moles in the body. Ofma, I am after mistletoes, the door collapsed by the absence of wall. On the motorcycle, all I do is touch the branches. Potted house full of mice, je t'aime, find the key, le clé, under the joust. Long neck with straggling wisps of hair, silence saturated with the face is full, feet 21 to 22 centimeters. Silence saturated with the face is full. If her ears stick out, if her ears stick out, reject it. A quarrel in the kitchen can be a screw into the universe. Among shelves, labels list my heart. Steep euphoria. Dashes in the counter space, broken dishes, silly silhouette, must have a lush roundness at the waist, nice bell-shaped hips, out of the window sheets, wind flags and a sparrow, towels of prostitution, long artistic fingers with lovely nails. Ma, my co-author, holds me by the hand and teaches me death. Four narrow walls have spacious doors. Doors spacious close. Four into. A town is visible when you smile. Burning into your swaddling shrouds. An untellable sword I carry, round my waist a sea of thoughts. Time nickels the inside of tristesse, bonjour. Breathless, I fall into your barbituries. On the motorcycle, all I do. Thank you very much.
I think one of the things to understand about translation is that when Murat translates, not only are you getting the poet of the original source, but Murat is in part the poet present as well. So thank you, Murat. It was beautiful.